You're listening to The Q, 95.3 FM, AM 1600. It's Friday, it's 5 p.m. You know what that means. It's time for a local artist showcase here on WTZQ. Got a lot of great music coming for you in the next hour. Take some notes and go see some live music. I've got an exclusive interview with Whitney from the Maggie Valley Band. Let's go ahead and start the day off with a band that's performing tonight over at Southern Appalachian Brewing starting at 8 p.m. The great sound of Further to Fly. Let's take a listen to Goodbye Pain here on Local Artist Showcase.
Like a turning page, and the autumn closes in. The moonlight shines through the window, who's fading the trouble lies in. And songs of hope and songs of enlightenment seem you don't hear them enough. There's times like these where it cuts so deep, it's hard just to stand enough. Goodbye. I'm looking at it in a brand new way. Goodbye, pain. For our bones in a grave, move along, move out of my way, and yes, I'll be okay. Stands, moving further away from his home. He was out there running wild while his wife and baby child were left scared and all alone. It was the same every night to come home smelling right, perfume, cheap whiskey and beer. Till she had enough, took her baby and her stuff, said I'm getting the hell out of here. She said goodbye. Looking at it in a brand new way. Goodbye, hey. For our bones in a grave, move along, move out of my way. Yes, I'll be okay.
Say I'm a mountain girl, on the road. I need my mountain fix.
The great sound of Carrie Morrison with Highway Song from her brand new album, Miles and Miles. You can go to Carrie's Reverb Nation page. Carrie Morrison, check her out on Facebook and all that good stuff. She's also playing next Saturday at Wind Down on Main in Brevard. So right after you fill up on Turkey Day, go check out the great sound of Carrie Morrison here on Local Artist Showcase. That's right, folks. And we've got lots of great musicians performing in the area. And coming up tonight, the Folkadelic Trio, Jeff Michaels, Jim Robertson, and Eric Congdon performing over at Black Bear Coffee starting at 7 p.m. Let's take a listen to Eric Congdon. He's such a fantastic performer. He's got a brand new album as well, Into the Woods. Let's take a listen to a blues tune that he recorded not too long ago here at WTZQ. Eric Congdon on Local Artist Showcase.
Got a little girl, ain't no good to me. All she's doing now is shaking my tree. Got me running round, got me out my head. I think I'm just a fool that's easily led. Baby, I understand. Not the only guy that's gonna hold your hand. Guess I'm happy to be the backup man. Yeah, I'm the backup man. You got a sugar daddy, treat you real nice. Buys you diamonds and you just name your price. I know he's kind of old and he can't keep up with you. So when you wear him out, you know just what to do. Baby, I understand. I'm not the only guy that's gonna hold your hand. Guess I'm happy to be your backup man. Yeah, I'm the backup man. My friends keep asking me why I put up so long with all your running around and doing me wrong. Listen pretty baby, 'cause I got some news for you. You see, I got myself a backup girl too. Baby, I understand. I'm not the only guy that's gonna hold your hand. Guess I'm happy to be backup man. Yeah, I'm the backup man. Yeah, I'm the backup man. Yeah, I'm the backup man. We'll be right back.
My songs. That was I've Got a Letter from my debut solo album, released about a month ago. I'll be performing at Mills River Brewing tomorrow at 6 p.m. That's over in Arden, right over there by Target and Cracker Barrel, all the good stuff. Mills River Brewing, starting at 6 p.m. You can see me perform tomorrow by myself. Go check it out if you are in the mood. You're listening to Local Artist Showcase here on WTZQ. When we get back, we've got an exclusive interview with Whitney from the Maggie Valley Band. Stay tuned to Local Artist Showcase here on the Q.
Into his cold, cold waters, and I didn't like.
care more.
And that was the Maggie Valley Band with a brand new single, Cold Water, here on Local Artist Showcase. And I'm joined via phone with Whitney Miller from the Maggie Valley Band. How are you today?
Good. Thanks, Angie, for bringing us on. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. And I absolutely love your new song. We just heard right there, Cold Water. I played it last week as well. How did you guys go about writing that tune?
That song, Cold Water, is a kind of funny story. I had like a full day of just trying to write this song, and it would not come. Like, I found all these great ideas how like not to use. And then like, Sunday morning, it came like in 10 minutes.
Nice.
Nice. But I think I needed that day of like failing to get to the next day, you know?
Absolutely. And it's one of those things, being a songwriter, you kind of have to push, and then back away from it for 1 second, and then come right back to it, and it's right there waiting for you.
Exactly. Yeah.
So who did you guys enlist to produce this new song?
David Mayfield actually reached out to us, and it's really funny because we've been like super fans of David Mayfield for a long time, especially Caroline, my sister, and we got an email on Mother's Day saying, hey, I'd like to produce you guys. And we were like flipping out because we have so much respect for his career. He's Grammy nominated. You know, he's done a lot of work with the Avett Brothers and the Black Keys. And we're just like, we just really respect him as a musician and just as a person. But so we were really excited. He asked us to produce us. And so that's how it started.
And so did you guys do a full album with him?
Yes, we did. We did 10 tracks with him in his studio up in Akron, Ohio. And it was a lot of fun getting his twist on it. When we get a producer, we really want them to leave their footprints on our sound.
Yeah.
Because by doing that, you know, each album will be different. And, you know, and also not just be the same songs reproduced, but get someone else's ideas on it too, you know?
Very much so. And it sounds great. And it's like you said, it's got the classic Maggie Valley Band sound along with his footprint for sure. Very cool stuff, especially towards the end. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I like how it kind of starts off with our, you know, traditional sound, but yeah, adds something else to it too.
Very much so. And so you guys are going to be releasing an album in January?
Yeah, late January, and we're looking to do like a CD release party in Asheville at the end of January, maybe beginning of February. And we'll get official announcements out later in the month.
Fantastic. And speaking of shows in Asheville, you guys have one tonight over at the Asheville Music Hall.
Yes, we're playing with the Reverend Payton's Big Damn Band, and he is just phenomenal live. And I mean, he's a great musician, but being at one of his live shows is just like an unforgettable experience.
Fantastic. That's going to be a lot of fun. That's over at the Asheville Music Hall tonight, and you guys are opening the show at 10 p.m., correct?
We are actually going to start at 9:30 p.m.
Oh, okay, 9:30. All right. Yeah. That's a good thing I've got you on the phone to clarify that, right?
Yeah.
There you go, folks. Again, tonight over at the Asheville Music Hall, you can check out the Maggie Valley Band. They got a brand new single and everything, and opening for Reverend Payton's Big Damn Band. That's going to be a really fun show, and Asheville Music Hall, it's a great place to perform and to just go see a show. So, folks, if you're not doing anything tonight, check out the Maggie Valley Band at Asheville Music Hall. And, Whitney, we're going to take a listen to another song of yours. I've played this song about 1,000 times on this show in the last year. A really cool song, Don't Go. How did you write that one?
That one was actually my sister, Caroline, and I. We weren't, she was leaving. She was going to college, and I was like, don't go. I literally started singing it during
Oh, that's cute. That's very cool.
But we had a lot of fun. We got to film a music video with that one up in Ghost Town in the sky, and that was so much fun because that place has been a big landmark for Maggie Valley. And it's sad that it's closed, but we wanted to just do kind of like a memorial video up there. And so it's probably the last video to be shot up there, unfortunately, but at least we were able to capture some of the scenes there.
Yeah, very much. Very cool video. I forgot that you guys did that video, and it's you can check it out on YouTube. And if folks want to keep up with the Maggie Valley Band, where can they go?
The MaggieValleyBand.com. We also have our Facebook page if people are more into that, and of course Instagram as well. But all our shows are listed on Facebook and the MaggieValleyBand.com.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to take a listen to Don't Go, the Maggie Valley Band. They are performing tonight at the Asheville Music Hall starting up at 9:30. Whitney, thank you so much for hanging out with me.
Yeah, thank you so much, Andrew.
Don't go, don't go
on that silly airplane. I hate to say I told you so. I told you no. I told you not to go. Don't go.
Charlie works three jobs just trying to make ends meet. But the past due bill in the mail today says they're turning off his heat. He blinks the tears back from his tired eyes and shuffles down the hallway to kiss his little girl goodnight. It's been the two of them for so long now, and God knows he'd do anything just to make her proud. But this time it's hard to see what he can do. He drifts into a restless sleep, wondering how they'll make it through. The warmth of home, the warmth of home, comfort in the place you call your own. When life gets hard, no one should have to go through it alone. Everyone deserves the warmth of home. As he walked to work this morning, it caught his eye. A billboard and a number, thought it might be worth a try. It took everything he had to make the call. But a kind voice said, "We're here to help. You're not alone at all." The warmth of home, the warmth of home, comfort in the place you call your own. When life gets hard, no one should have to go through. Everyone deserves the warmth of home. We all need a little help sometime. Just a hand up, not a handout, to help us make that climb. Life gets hard, no one should have to go through it alone. Everyone deserves the warmth of home. Everyone deserves the warmth of home.
The great sound of Tom Fish and, of course, our good friend Terry Wetton, who passed away last year, with The Warmth of Home here on Local Artist Showcase and the 8th Annual Warmth of Home Concert Fundraiser coming up tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at Trinity Presbyterian Church, 900 Blythe Street, featuring the music of Tom Fish. And again, it's a concert fundraiser to benefit the Interfaith Assistance Ministry Winter Heating Fund. If you're looking for something to do tomorrow and you want to help out the community, The Warmth of Home Concert Fundraiser tomorrow, it's the 8th Annual, featuring music by Tom Fish and Letters to Abigail. So let's take a listen to Letters to Abigail here on Local Artist Showcase.
Whoa, love. Whoa, love. Tell me, where did I go wrong? Whoa.
Gone.
gonna show you to your grave, make you gone.
Blue Ridge Mountains I call home. Bright sunny days make life worth a living. Cool starry nights make me miss my home. Cool starry nights make me miss my home. Back in the hills, life didn't come easy. Corn wouldn't grow on dry rocky ground. Grandma's old cow goes dry in the summer. Coon dogs at night, how I love that sound. Coon dogs at night, how I love that sound. Hot summer days spent swinging on grapevines, and cowboys and Indians with my cousins and me. Supper time, grandma prayed on our table. We're whippoorwillpoon, but as happy could be. Whippoorwillpoon, but as happy could be. Together to a little mountain church where we'd sing and we'd pray. Victory in Jesus was Grandma's favorite. You'd hear her singing half a mile away. Hear her singing half a mile away. Grandpa had brown crocks full of homebrew. He didn't care that Grandma knew. One Sunday morning, Grandpa met an old preacher. Now victory in Jesus is his favorite too. Victory in Jesus is his favorite too. While roses blooming all along the fence line, honeysuckle smells like sweet perfume. Summer rains made me run for the doorstep. We'd lie on that feather bed in her room. Lie on that feather bed in her room. At night, as I sit by the fireside, my mind wanders back to a time long ago. Seems I can hear her voice in the darkness, calling me to my old mountain home. Calling me to my old mountain home. I was born down in North Carolina, Blue Ridge Mountains I call home.
That's the great sound of Larry Keith right there. And he's performing over with a Lonesome Road Band at, of course, the Purple Onion in Saluda coming up this Saturday, folks. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we definitely want to thank the Purple Onion in Saluda for sponsoring Local Artist Showcase. So if you really enjoyed right there, Keith, Larry Keith, I saw the Lonesome Road Band at the Purple Onion in Saluda about a year ago. Folks, you want to talk about an intimate setting with some great food, great drinks, go check out the Purple Onion in Saluda this Saturday, the Lonesome Road Band here on Local Artist Showcase. We'll be back to wrap up another episode here in just a bit. Stay tuned to WTZQ.
Pain and pleasure, baby. Down in his hole. Will I be your treasure, lady? To where you've been trying to go. You heard I was poison, baby. Ooh, but you still wanna try. You're searching for the light, baby, but you're dancing in the dark.
That's a great sound of the Shotgun Gypsies dancing with the devil here on the queue. And they're performing tomorrow at 7 p.m. over at Bold Rock Cidery in Mills River. Check them out. Really great stuff with the Shotgun Gypsies here on Local Artist Showcase. And, of course, we are brought to you by the Purple Onion in Saluda. And one of my favorite bands, they're kind of a super group. They don't play out too much. But one of my favorite bands in the area, Sweet Claudette, they are doing a Christmas show on December 10th over at the Purple Onion in Saluda. So you can go ahead and get tickets by going to purpleonionsaluda.com. It's going to be a fantastic show. So let's take a listen to Sweet Claudette. This is a great tune of theirs, Don't Lie, here on Local Artist Showcase.
I can see.
fantastic sound of Sweet Claudette here on The Q. Well, folks, it's time for me to get on out of here. I got to go check out the Maggie Valley Band tonight over at the Asheville Music Hall. Again, my thanks to Whitney for talking with us today. And again, go check out some great live music. Plenty of options here in the area over the next week. Have a great Turkey Day. We'll be back next Friday with a very special local artist showcase, as I'll be bringing you some great local Christmas music on Black Friday next week. So I hope you have a great one. Stay tuned for the WLOS News at 6, brought to you by Mark Isabelli. And tonight, we've got Morris Broadband High School Football Playoffs. That's right, we're following the Bearcats, and they're going up against the Red Springs Red Devils. So go Bearcats, and you can tune in WTZQ starting at 7 p.m. for all of that great high school sports, Morris Broadband Friday Night Football. Have a great one, and enjoy your Turkey Day. Gobble, gobble. We'll be right back.